Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about absolutely everybody's favorite, Chinese food. We have a Chinese foodie, James Trapp, joining us. James, he is the veteran of Chinese education and an expert in Chinese. Over 40 years of experience.
Something like that, yes. A very long time.
你好, James.
你好.
Right. Just by the way you say 你好, I can tell that you speak really good Chinese just from telling from your accent.
I have a convincing accent, but my vocabulary is fast diminishing.
Just a matter of practice.
Yes, absolutely. Like everything.
Yep, like everything. 40 years of experience. You must was born in China, huh?
No. Born in England. And I learnt my Chinese actually in England, principally at university.
Right. Okay. And then, so tell us more about your Chinese journey. It's been fascinating.
Well, I actually first became interested in Chinese through the art when I was taken to an exhibition when I was 14. Mm-hmm. And I realized I was seeing something I'd never seen before, and I wanted to find out more about it. And once you get involved in art or culture, you really have to learn the language. Mm-hmm. And so I studied Chinese at university and became more and more fascinated by the language. It's a never-ending pleasure learning Chinese.
And did you live in China at some point of your life?
I spent some time as a student in Taiwan.
Right.
And then I've spent short periods of time in China, but to my regret, I've never lived there.
Okay. It's ever-changing. So even when I go there now, it's different from when I was there last time, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, just a few months, yes. Some of the big cities are unrecognizable within a year.
That's right. Yeah, but Chinese food is always good.
Chinese food is a constant, yes, and always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's always constant, and also it's spread so broadly across the world. And the quality is sometimes is quite consistent if you know where to go.
It's getting easier to find real Chinese food
outside
China. Yes, because until quite recently, most of what we ate as Chinese food, especially in England, really wasn't very like Chinese food.
Yes, I have lower standard now after arriving in the UK for long enough. Yes. At the beginning, I was as critical as you.
Yeah.
And now, oh yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, Chinese food, we love it. The way to say Chinese food, Chinese cuisine, 中国菜.
中国菜.
中国菜. And 中国 is China or Chinese. Yeah. China, and Zhong is the middle, Guo is the kingdom. So the middle kingdom, 中国.
中国.
And Cai originally means any plant-based vegetables. And in this case, it's the type of cuisine.
Yeah, because of course, Chinese food has a lot of vegetables in it.
They have everything.
中国菜.
中国菜. You know, it's very interesting because we don't really say 中国菜 or Chinese food in general. It's very broad. And if you are really in China, they will ask you, do you want Sichuan Cai or Beijing Cai or Guizhou Cai?
Yes.
Each little area has their own expertise and specialties.
Yeah, and you really have to be quite familiar with that. Otherwise, you're in for some quite major surprises.
Right. Okay. So what is your favorite type of Chinese food?
I think at the moment, Sichuan Cai.
Sichuan.
But I also have just been introduced to food from Yunnan in the deep southwest of China.
Yep, I love Yunnan Cai. Yeah. There was a very nice Yunnan restaurant near my university when I was a student. I went there quite a lot. So 中国菜, it's a broad term, but then when you are in Chinatown, almost everywhere in the world, I believe about 80% of the so-called Chinese restaurants, they are actually Cantonese restaurants.
Originally Cantonese, and then they've become adapted to their whichever country they're in. So you have English Cantonese and American Cantonese and presumably French Cantonese as well.
Yep. And then a famous type of food people often eat is dim sum.
Ah, yes.
点心.
Yes.
点 is the dot or the clock. 心 is the heart. So dim sum together, 点心, that's a mental little snack.
Yes, I've never quite worked out why it means what it means. I just enjoy eating it.
I guess dot is something, it shows something compact. And 心 is like the core of it.
Because they're all little dumplings, snack things, yes.
Little snack. Yeah. And then it's a deep fried and steamed and cold dishes. Mm. And then can be anything from animals to plants and to like a chicken feed thing.
Oh, yes, yes, and duck's webs, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
This duck's webs divide my daughters. I have three daughters, and, mm-hmm. and one of them loves duck's webs, and the other two won't touch them. So.
Right, and then do you make zhongguo cai yourself?
I do. I cook Chinese food maybe 4 days out of seven at
okay.
home.
Okay. What is your signature dish?
Mao shi hong shao rou.
Mao shi hong shao rou.
Hong shao rou.
Mao is the Mao Zedong Mao.
The Mao family. I'm not sure which Mao family it refers to, whether it's Mao Zedong or not. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Mao shi, that means the family Mao. Dongpo rou
or hong shao rou.
Yeah, hong shao rou. Rou means meat, anything like animal meat. So rou is meat. And then to say pork, we just add pig in front of meat. Zhu rou.
Zhu rou.
Yeah, zhu rou. And then to say beef, we add cow in front. So we say niu rou.
Niu rou.
Yeah, and then to say fish meat, we say yu rou.
Yu rou.
Yu rou. So, do you cook vegetable dishes as well?
Yes, I generally simple stir fried because now there are so many different varieties of Chinese green vegetable.
Yeah.
And you can buy more and more of them now in England, and they're very, very simple to cook, just with a bit of garlic and a splash of soy sauce and cooking wine.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, that sounds gorgeous. Yeah. Okay. The way we say I love Chinese food, we say 我爱中国菜. Yeah. 我 is I. I is love.
A very useful word. I.
Yeah. 我爱中国菜.
我爱中国菜.
Yeah. So the way to say different type of dishes from various countries, all we need to do is to add the name of the country and then 菜.
Yeah.
菜. So. Then what type of dishes? So American food, 美国菜.
美国菜.
British food, 英国菜.
英国菜.
英国, ing is England. Of course, it's not really England only, but that's a Great Britain. And 英国菜.
英国菜.
Yeah, to say German food, German cuisine, 德国菜.
德国菜.
德国, like Deutsch. 德国. And to say French food, 法国菜.
法国菜.
Yeah, 我爱法国菜.
我爱法国菜.
I love French food.
English food?
Yeah, it's getting better, actually.
Getting better.
Yeah, I never really knew what type of 英国菜 that was when I first moved here, because it seems to be a lot of potatoes.
Yes.
And then now if you go to, I must say London is probably the capital for good food, just after Taiwan, after Taipei. Yeah, it's really amazing, incredible international food.
Yes, it's quite exciting. Now, it used to be very dull in London, but now it's quite exciting.
Yeah, and quite authentic sometimes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So today we talk about Chinese food. Thank you, James, for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, James.
再见.